For thousands of people, Wednesday's Summerfest kickoff signals 11 days of nonstop entertainment along Milwaukee's lakefront. For one resident and a collection of volunteers, the festival holds a different significance, the potential to feed hungry people. We meet with members of the group called Just One More Ministry and learn that rescuing fits into its mission and to the life of its founder.
Hi, Keith.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Brian.
Chris Capper guides me into Saz's catering hub on West State Street.
Brian, the gentleman right there, runs the Summerfest. Down there.
One chef is grinding andouille sausage and cheese. An assistant is breaking up racks of ribs. Kepper is here to pick up leftovers. He steps into the chill of a walk-in cooler.
See, this is us, church.
Saz has set up two carts labeled church. Each holds stacks of trays. On them are delicious-looking items, salmon, asparagus. Kepper rolls the food tower outside and slides tray upon tray into his van. He was already in the habit of delivering extra bread from his church in Wauwatosa to shelters and pantries in Milwaukee's Central City. Then about 5 years ago, his pastor phoned after learning a mountain of catered food was about to be tossed.
So he called me and said, there's a caterer down here that's going to throw all this food away. And he said, there must be food for 100 people. You got to come down here. Turned out to be Saz's. And the people couldn't give me the food there. They said, I can't give you the food, but we'll give you the name of the guy that runs the catering division. I called him that afternoon, which was a Wednesday. Friday, I went to see him. From that Friday on, we've gotten all the food that Saz's would otherwise throw away.
Kepper fetches rescued food here twice a week.
So during Summerfest, you'll come an extra day?
We might. We come when, if they call at 9 in the morning and say, Chris, we need you here before noon, then we're here before noon. Doesn't matter what we're doing, we come.
Saz's sells food at Summerfest and will truck what's left back here to the cooler. Kepper can't always predict what he'll find on the tray or whether every item will fit into the group's ideal menu. Kepper says whatever is donated, their aim is to provide people with balanced, nutritious meals.
We give them a vegetable, a starch, and a meat, and along with that, then we'll give them some bread and some produce and dessert.
Last year, Kepper and other members of Just One More Ministry rescued enough food from caterers and stores to serve 1,700 meals per week. Kepper dreams of doubling that number. Last February, the operation shifted from the hub it had outgrown in Wauwatosa and moved to a large church on 19th and Wisconsin.
People will come to Wisconsin Avenue. That's neutral territory.
Where a month later, a crew installed a commercial-size walk-in cooler and freezer. Volunteer Mark Peterson pieces together meal provisions for nearly 20 partnering congregations and ministries. He says some opt for heat and serve foods, while a few have cooks who start from scratch.
Here at Redeemer, they serve 5 days a week, and I put together meals for them and their chef, Amari Jones. He can handle anything. I've given him 10 pounds of tofu and that, and the people that he serves here think it's great.
Pastor Donna Brown's church is located 9 blocks away. She's picking up ingredients for its weekly Wednesday supper for 100 and also grabs a stack of frozen meals to feed 15 families. Brown says her congregation feels good about being part of this program.
The idea that we're rescuing food and that things aren't going to waste. We're very cognizant of the waste in our culture and in our society. And so our congregation and our people are just so happy to be part of that.
Brown's attention is lost to a tray of fruit kebabs. She'd love the kids to feast on them.
Okay. All right. We'll try and get someone out there shortly, okay?
Chris Kepper jumps into his van to make a last-minute pickup.
Linda.
During the drive, he
Bye.
Shares more of his story. Until 8 years ago, he was addicted to drugs and alcohol and spent time in the House of Correction.
All the people know my story. All these people that come and volunteer know that I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, and they have enough faith in me that they still come. These people all open their hearts.
The 65-year-old does not plan to slow down. He hopes to build on his Summerfest connection by approaching all its food vendors. Kepper also reached out to State Fair.
Met with a gentleman about 2 months ago, and he said, I'll call you, but he said, you can have all the leftover cream puffs. You might have to come at 5 in the morning because they start production for the day. So we'll go at 5 in the morning and pick the cream puffs up if they have them. We just go. That's what we do.
When Kepper is not rescuing food, he works with men fighting addiction. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.